Russian President Vladimir Putin this weekend compared the attacks on New York and Washington to the actions of Nazi Germany during World War II. But Russian officials have so far played down talk that they might take part in any U.S.-led military response. NPR's Moscow correspondent Lawrence Sheets joins us now. Lawrence, President Putin has condemned these attacks in the strongest possible terms. Is there any chance of a Russian role in military action against Afghanistan or against Osama bin Laden?
I think it has to be said that for a Russian leader to use the comparison of Nazi Germany is very significant. It would seem to indicate that in speaking in such powerful terms that Putin is trying to prepare public opinion for at least the possibility that Russia may have to play some eventual role. You know, at the same time, Putin has called for restraint from the U.S. until it can prove who is responsible. And so far, other high-ranking Russian officials have tried to play down the possibility of Russia signing up with any military campaign. In fact, Russian help would be absolutely vital. It has military bases and troops in Tajikistan, which borders Afghanistan. In fact, the only way into areas of Afghanistan held by the anti-Taliban alliance are through Tajikistan and Uzbekistan. Now, these are sovereign countries, and the Tajik Foreign Ministry has ruled out any attacks on Afghanistan through its territory. But in the end, Russia has a great deal of leverage over the Tajik government. So in any such military scenario, Russian help would prove absolutely vital.
What's been the reaction of average Russians to the attacks?
Well, there's been a tremendous outpouring of sympathy for the victims of the attacks, both on an official level and among ordinary people. The morning after the attack, hundreds of people came by the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. They laid flowers, left candles or religious icons. For example, people have called the NPR bureau here and offered their condolences. Russian news organizations have faxed letters of condolences to us here in the office. At the same time, I have to say the sympathy for the victims has been tempered by the attitude of many people who have said that the U.S. government in part brought these attacks upon the U.S. by what many Russians see as America's desire to play the role of a hegemonic power in the world. There's tremendous resentment of that role among many Russians. The image portrayed of the U.S. in the state and mainstream media for the last few years has been of an arrogant, bullying country intent on imposing its will over the world. There was huge resentment, for example, of the U.S.-led NATO war against Serbia a couple of years ago. I listened to a radio call-in show yesterday where many ordinary Russians called and said that while they felt sorry for the U.S. victims, they didn't feel sorry for America, the country. One woman asked why the U.S. was allowed to bomb Iraq on a regular basis, but no one was allowed to bomb America. A TV poll released here said 40% of Russians felt sorry for Americans, but not for America. So there's this ambivalence as well. On the other hand, I've talked to many Russians who've said in extremely vitriolic terms that the U.S. and Russia should get together and, as they've put it, wipe Afghanistan off the face of the earth. Many people are still bitter about the failed Soviet war in Afghanistan.
Well, in fact, the Soviet Union's decade-long war in Afghanistan was disastrous. What's been the reaction of the Russian military to this talk about a war against Afghanistan?
Well, the Russian military said this week that it's been forbidden to discuss any aspect of U.S.-Russian military contacts in the wake of the attacks. But I can tell you that former General Boris Gromov, who commanded Soviet troops during the Afghan War and who's now governor of the Moscow region, did comment. He was very eloquent in warning that the U.S. that it faced a, quote, second Vietnam if it were to launch a ground campaign against Afghanistan. He told the U.S. leadership to read a book by Friedrich Engels, which was written about the British colonial war in Afghanistan, also a failed war. He said that if Soviet leaders had read that book, which is entitled simply Afghanistan, they never would have invaded Afghanistan in the first place. So I think that sums up the general attitude from people in the military who had experience in Afghanistan.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Moscow. Thank you, Lawrence.
Thank you.